The year 2000 held disappointing returns for much of Wall Street. For Americans with mutual funds, the year saw declines in what usually have been reliable investments. Lipper Incorporated, the mutual fund analysis firm, examined more than 80 mutual fund groups for Barron's. It found that growth funds, which had been stellar performers in recent years, on average fell more than 16% last year. International funds and technology funds declined even more. NPR's Jack Spear reports.
During the latter half of the 1990s, it seemed just about anyone could do well in the market. Assembling a successful portfolio in the year 2000 got a lot tougher.
People tend to drive the truck, if you will, by watching things in the rearview mirror, and that's dangerous on the highways, and it's quite often dangerous in the investment markets.
Don Cassidy is a senior research analyst with Lipper Incorporated. He says many of the investments people had relied upon to power their portfolios fell flat last year, with nearly forgotten terms like value investing again becoming part of the vocabulary on Wall Street.
It seems that every time we have a down market, you know, the value funds, because they own stocks that, if you will, don't have as far down to go as other stocks might, value funds tend to outperform and hot growth funds tend to underperform.
Value funds, which invest in quality companies whose stocks are trading at lower prices or have fallen out of favor with Wall Street, did well last year. Small cap value funds were up 17%. Large cap value funds also ended the year higher. Another trend last year was stronger performance by smaller mutual fund companies. Boston-based Colonial Management Associates, which ranked 83rd in 1999 in the Lipper Barron survey, moved to the top spot in last year's rankings. Janus Capital, a big growth fund with $270 billion under management, went from first place to last. Don Phillips with Morningstar, a firm that ranks mutual funds, says many money managers found themselves in unfamiliar territory last year.
There was a real shift in the markets, a trend that had been in place for a number of years that had really favored technology and had favored growth, and that had been in place for a number of years. And last year we saw an abrupt reversal of that trend, and the exact opposite type of stock came into favor. So as a fund manager, it was an extraordinarily difficult year to navigate.
Still, some of the blame has to go to fund managers. During the bull market of the late 90s, managers at times ignored fundamentals, things like price-to-earnings ratios and business plans. That was especially true of technology funds, where the average fund was down more than 30% last year. Morningstar's Don Phillips says investors who built their portfolios on technology got a lesson in the importance of diversification.
Going into 2000, you had a lot of very smart people saying diversification was a concept that no longer mattered, that all you needed to do were be in the big technology companies because they were the future. And they still may be the future, but if that's the only thing in your portfolio, the one thing you're assuring is that you're going to have a very bumpy ride getting to that future.
But despite the fact that last year was tough for professional money managers and average investors alike, Americans' love affair with mutual funds doesn't appear to be cooling. The Investment Company Institute, the fund industry's trade group, says $309 billion flowed into stock mutual funds last year, a new record. ICI says 88 million Americans now own mutual funds, with 5 million new fund investors joining the ranks last year. And while it was the smaller value-oriented fund families that did well in 2000, experts say that may not happen 2 years in a row. Charles Cadlick is chief investment strategist for Seligman Advisors.
There's one or two lessons that people could take away from last year's experience that will help them actually realize their financial goals. Certainly one of them is investing with managers that have good long-term track records, even when they're out of favor, and doing so in a way that maintains a well-diversified portfolio that's going to win over time instead of trying to win every week or every quarter.
Investors are hoping that with two interest rate cuts already in the new year and more expected, 2001 will go down as a better year for stocks and for stock-based mutual funds than the year gone by. Jack Spear, NPR News, Washington.